Like we mentioned, it's the opener for the Link Mills girls basketball team tonight. They're in Mason City to take on Newman Catholic. And a familiar voice from the fall season, head coach of the Lake Mills boys and girls cross country team. Now she's the first-year head coach of the Lake Mills girls basketball team. As one of my favorite coaches to talk with, Beth Van Roekel joins us to a preview the Lady Bulldogs this year. And Beth, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So we go from cross country, which is a great season.
Yes.
How much of a break did you take from sports before putting your focus on the girls' basketball season?
Well, there's one break in between state cross country, 1 week, and then started girls' basketball, and we had conferences that week. So two nights were filled up with conferences. So it was a pretty quick turnaround. Basically, once state was over, had to hustle. I mean, I've been preparing a lot of the summer, but, you know, I really want to focus on cross country once we got in that season. So, yeah, once that state tournament, state meet was over on Saturday, Sunday, actually that night, my nephew, who's my assistant coach, came over, started going over some ideas, some more plans, things we wanted to go through, how we wanted to cover things. So that very night, we started going through some things. And so been working on it ever since. So it was a pretty quick turnaround with a week off in between, but it's been, since starting, it's been just a blast.
Now, Beth, give us your background when it comes to basketball, your experience around the game of basketball before taking this job.
Okay, so, yeah, basketball is my sport. I am actually from Lake Mills, and so I played here, and I was the leading scorer. My first year here in Lake Mills in 1993 was the first year of 5-on-5 girls basketball. They switched from 6-on-6 to 5-on-5 my freshman year, and so I actually started as a freshman because I could dribble. And so I started all 4 years as a varsity in Lake Mills. And so I became the leading scorer, and I held that for like 20 years. Laura Knutson beat it, so now I'm the second leading scorer at Lake Mills. And I went to play Waldorf basketball. I got a scholarship, played basketball at Waldorf. I was honorable mention All-American my first year, first team All-Region, and then third team All-American and first team All-Region my second year. And then I went on to play some at Wayne State, and then I was transferred to Simpson. It was okay. Didn't do as good there. It wasn't really my style of the offense. Wasn't quite my style. I like to drive a lot. It's kind of my thing. So, but it's still super fun. So I love basketball. Actually came back to Lake Mills after I was a police officer for 4 years out of college, and I came back as a para, and I started coaching 8th grade girls basketball in 2005. So I've been coaching 8th grade girls basketball basically solid until last year. I did not coach because my son was a freshman, and I wanted to they kind of conflict in game night, so yep. I wanted to make sure I saw him play. Funny part is, in 2010 to 2013, I was the varsity girls coach here at Lake Mills. The one issue was I was pregnant two of those 3 years, and so it was right at the beginning of when I was starting to have a family, so it was really hard timing. I loved it, but the timing was really difficult, being gone a lot, and husband's home a lot with kids, so decided to go back to 8th grade. So I've been coaching basketball for many years. So that's the sport I do know the most about. And so I love it, and it's fun, but there's a lot of new stuff out. So I've really enjoyed really diving in again to new things. I went and watched the Waldorf practice, met the new coach there, and with my nephew now being my assistant. He's an avid sports fan and watches all the time. So using his input, what he knows, what people are, college teams are doing now. So trying to get more new things, more innovative things, new drills and stuff, and making it new again. So it's been fun.
Beth Van Roekel with us here on Kaint Radio. So, yeah, definitely hoops, that is your game. You definitely got the background when it comes to it. And Beth, so we can't really call you a first-year head coach. You're kind of in your second term as a varsity coach with the Lake Mills. I do have to mention one thing that has nothing to do with the Lake Mills basketball, but you brought up back in the 90s that you were a freshman when they went to a 5-on-5 basketball. For those that don't remember, and maybe there's some in our listening audience that don't, at one time it was 6-on-6, and three would stay on one side of the court, and three would stay on the other. So you'd have like an offense and a defense, correct? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, it was. We played it in middle school, 7th and 8th grade. We had it in middle school, and the three offensive players, they're the only ones that got to shoot the ball, and then three defense, you'd pass it basically. If you made the basket, the official would take the ball to the half-court line and pass it to the other offensive players or the other team. And basically, if our defense on the other side, there are three defensive players on the other side, if they would steal the ball or get a rebound, they'd have to dribble it and then pass it across the line to us. And then we could go, and try to score. So if you were on defense, you could go your whole career and never shoot one back, you know, if you're a defensive player. So definitely a big change for those guys who were a defensive player. For the offensive player, it wasn't probably as big a change. But, yeah, you could only dribble two times. You had to stop. Quite a bit of rules there. It's pretty crazy. Definitely a different ball game. Definitely probably a little more stationary, not as active. But, yeah, definitely a different ball game.
I'm assuming it was probably hard for these young ladies to get recruited by colleges because they were playing a different way, I would assume.
Yeah, because you had local schools here. All the colleges, girls were playing, you know, women who were playing 5-on-5. So if you were a defensive player, you could be an amazing defensive player. But if you've never made a point in your life, never shot a layup in a game, like, you know, the coaches would have no idea what your skills are at that. And that's a pretty big part of the game, obviously, at 5-on-5. And the dribbling aspect, like, if you can only dribble, most people can dribble twice, you know. Yep. You don't need a lot of skill to dribble twice. So it'd be, I mean, they had to have recruited a lot out of the state. Just because there was no real telling of how they, you know, were what people were. If you were a good offensive player, I think they could, you know, they probably could make it work. Get a lot of points if you know how to shoot. You know, college coaches could still recruit you and hopefully get you to dribble and be able to play something. You still had to play defense, so if you missed a shot, you know, the defensive team would get the ball and they'd rebound it. We could still play defense till the half court. So at least the offensive players could still play some defense. But the defensive players never got a chance to play offense. So just for them, it was a lot different ball game. And never got a chance to shoot. That'd be pretty crazy. I would not like that. I would not like that position on that side, for sure.
One last question about that. What year was that again that it switched over to 5-on-5?
93-94 is my freshman year. So that was the first year.
Link Mills, head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel. Let's talk about the Bulldogs this year. Last year, they were 5-11 in the top Iowa Conference, Westside, 8-14 overall record. And Beth, looking at some of the stats from last season, it looks like I would say the entire nucleus, or at least when it comes to some of the top scorers for your team, are back from last year's team.
Oh, yeah. So we are very fortunate. You know, we are only losing one, Leah Mullen. She's definitely, you know, she's very good player in the sense where she's very competent. You know, she knew where to go, know where to go on the court, on defense, offense. Definitely good shooter, but, you know, only losing one player, at least I can handle that, you know. And she was, I think, our fifth leading scorer. So we're still our sixth leading scorer. So we still have people above her that are coming back. This group is actually, if you look at the last few years, this group has had to play really young. The seniors and the juniors had to play when they're freshmen and sophomores, and as varsity players, really young. They just haven't had a lot of older kids above them, so they've had to have a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and a lot of hard defeats. So, honestly, this is a super talented group. I'm just hoping they can. What I'm seeing in practice, I just hope they can bring to the game. It got me really excited. We have some passion. We got some kids that really love basketball, which makes me super excited because that's something I love seeing, because that was me. And not that everybody has to love basketball, but every, you know, at least a few people can carry that and get everybody else excited about it in that game. So I'm super excited. We have a lot of kids have had a lot of experience. Obviously quite a few seniors and then some core juniors too that are really big for us. So I'm really hoping that we can show what we got tonight and then carry it on and start conference right away next week already. So it's pretty fast turnaround when we start conference.
Now, Beth, I'm assuming the transition for you and for the team to a new head coach has been, you know, relatively easy, because you mentioned you worked with these girls back in a junior high. You've been a junior high coach for many, many years. So whatever you're implementing, I'm assuming it's probably things that they're already used to doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the coolest part about being an eighth grade coach is literally every girl except for the current freshman, because I took that year off last year, I've coached before and I've seen them. I've interacted with them. They know my coaching style. They know my excitement. They know what I like to see, what I like to do. And it's been a fun experience to get back with them and to be able to push those skills, push that talent, challenge them to do new things. You know, we have obviously I've really done a lot of research. We have quite a few new offenses, different things we haven't done before. But then a few of the oldies that I like, you know, of course you have your favorites from years past too. But so there's definitely been a few things like, oh, you guys probably remember we did this back in the day. But definitely some of the same drills, and you got some good ones. You got to keep them too. But trying to freshen things up. But it's just it is really nice. I'm not coming in brand new to a new system, new people. No one knows me. Yeah, they know me. They've all seen me. They all know who I am. They've all experienced me. I've coached them most of them already. So it's been a great experience. It wasn't uncomfortable. It was an easy transition. They all know my nephew, Coach Throne, Zach Throne. He graduated here too, and he's been doing commentary for the games for many years. And so I got to do a little bit with him last year too, so they know him well. So it's just fun that, it's just a comfortable experience. We can go in right away and not have that awkwardness of what this is going to be like. You know, they know. Like, and we got serious and we worked hard. We worked really hard that first week because we need to be in shape. And that's one thing I really want to stress. Like, this is not punishment. Like, we need to get in shape. We have to be able to run. I want to run and run and run, and we need to get that stamina up. So it's been a good experience. I think the kids have enjoyed the seriousness, but yet the fun attitude, too, that we want to just go out there. And I just, you know, like I said, they've had a rough run, and, you know, and they've got beat up quite a bit in their years, and they just do have a ton of talent. I'm just hoping now that they get this chance to show that what they can do as, you know, the upperclassmen now, and we can bring it. And yeah, I just have some really talented kids, and I hope they can show what they can do.
Previewing Lake Mills girls basketball with head coach Beth Van Roekel here on Kaint Radio. And Beth, before I let you go, let's talk about the roster. Just kind of run down the players that are out this year and give us a few comments on the players that'll be on the court this year for the Bulldogs.
Yes. So my starting point guard is Taylor Vonick. She is a junior. I tell you, she's worked so hard this last year. So basically as a freshman, she hurt her knee the very first game of the season. She was out. She's going to be a starting point guard as a freshman, and she's out the whole season with a knee injury. So last year was her first year in high school, and she decided to take off softball and track last year and joined a Des Moines traveling team. So she's been playing a ton of basketball, which makes me happy, even though I don't, you know, I do like that everybody's out for all the sports, but, you know, to do that and get caught up and have more experience is awesome. So she is just super impressive. She's an amazing dribbler, amazing passer. Her shooting is just got spot on. So as of right now, she's just doing so good. I'm really excited. She can hit people off the floor. She just sees the court really well. She's definitely becoming our leader. I'm trying to get her to be, this is your team, you know, take over. You got it. Like, lead them, get them the ball when they're open. She's just great at passing. Super excited. I'm hoping she can, do what I'm seeing in practice and really carry this team and then lead them, you know, and then other people will open up. So she's definitely one to look for. We have, of course, returning some seniors, Josie Helgeson, Natalie Brandenberger on the wings. And Josie, you know, hit 30% from the three-point line last year. She's my cross-country runner I talked into coming out this year for the first time and did really well. And so she can run, she plays good defense, she's quick, got a good shot. She's definitely can dribble. She can be a backup with point guard if she wants. She's not as confident, obviously, with Taylor there, but she does a great job at it. She can definitely fill that in if we need her to fill that spot. So Josie will definitely be a key for us. And Natalie's super quick on the wing, can get to the hoop easily. Just got to get her to finish, and she's doing better at that as well. So that's really exciting. She plays really good defense, so we're quick. Then we get to our post plays players, and we got Ellistini, who's six foot, good volleyball player as well. And she's been to state at least twice in track for 100 hurdles, 110 hurdles, whatever it's called. So she's a quick, she can run. And so I'm hoping to take that as an advantage and run up the floor with our bigs. We have quite a few bigs that can jump in this year. That's seen a lot of, we really focused on post moves this summer, a lot of post move focus so that the girls know what to do with the ball when they get it inside instead of just kind of, a lot of girls just tend to stand there. And so we really focused on that. So she's actually just coming off an ankle injury, so super excited to get her going here now tonight and seeing what she can do with them and all running up the floor. So she's just very athletic, very agile. She shot, you know, 44% from the field last year. She's got to get her more contact, more touches to finish inside. Bryn Rognes is a junior. She's not tall, but she plays big, and she's got really good moves inside. I'm very excited to see what she can do with Taylor. We're going to do some pick and rolls, and that's always super fun. So excited for her too. So then we got these people off the bench, like Ava Mullen, which is she didn't get, I don't think, really any playing time last year, but she's just grown, and her agility, even from this summer to now, like, she can move so much smoother. Like, I don't know how it changed. It's like amazing. Like, she's so smooth around the basket. She's 5'11", Ava is, and she's just moving really well, and she's been super impressive at the post, and and she can shoot outside too. So very excited for her and what she can do. And I got a freshman post, Kate Bechtel, who's coming up, who has a lot of good moves. She's played a lot of ball with the Minnesota Nice group up there. She's just got a lot of inside moves and very determined and just smart. And I got a couple other posts that are sophomores, Bailey Dykstra, Emma Taft, that are just aggressive inside. And then I got some wings. I got a returning Finley Rugstead as a senior. She's been running really well with Taylor and running up the floor and finishing hard and attacking the basket and shooting outside. And then Madison Edwards is a senior. She's going to come off the bench, too, and see what she can do. And then Ellie Reddick's a sophomore, and she's really also played with that Des Moines team this summer and this last spring. And so she put a lot of time into basketball, and so she's really gotten a lot better. That experience is a big deal. So she's really attacking the basket well and shooting well. So it's got a good chunk of kids that we are could throw in there. And so it'll be interesting to see how I can mix these kids up and get the best out of them and get them as much playing time between that and JV as I can so that I can keep getting better. And I'm just really excited to see how they do and that hopefully they can bring it, bring it tonight and show, what it's all about at Lake Mills now, and we can make a little change in our program and have it going to the victory side. I mean, we have a really tough conference. It is. The West side is super tough. Bishop Garrigan's coming back. They're state winner. They won state in 1A last year, and their two best players are back. Audie Crooks is going to Iowa State next year. So they're going to be good, honestly. They're definitely the favorite. And I think one time last year in the West side, there's four rated teams in the state just on our West side of the conference alone. And so it's a very tough conference. Quite a few seniors did graduate, but we're just gonna take one game at a time, have confidence, and see what we can do, and just learn our lessons as we go. But hopefully, get better, and by tournament time, see how far we can make it by, taking people off. If we can surprise some people, it'd be awesome. See what we can do.
Lake Mills girls basketball again. They kick off their season tonight. They're going to be in Mason City taking on Newman Catholic, 7:30 tip-off. And we'll check in with Coach Van Rokel throughout the season, keep you updated on how the Lake Mills girls basketball team is doing. Again, Beth in her first year back, her second tenure as the head coach of the Lake Mills girls basketball team. Beth, thank you so much for the time. I always appreciate you jumping on and talking Lake Mills athletics with you. And again, we'll talk throughout the season.